This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to reach us by phone. Lots going on, people. It's been an amazing time. We're still talking about the NFL. Going to talk about them today because there's a lot of other developments that have occurred. This is going to be in the news cycle for quite some time. But what I want to show you is I want to connect the dots with what liberals are trying to do. And I'm also going to tell you something that's going to break their little crooked hearts, but it isn't going to work. They have no way of winning this battle. They've been winning culture battles for decades, and you've been the loser every single time. Conservatism is this or that. They've pitted you against rich versus poor. You're all rich, aren't you? You all have toilets made of gold, and the streets on your block are paved with gold, and your tires never wear out on your car, right? I mean, we're all super rich, we conservatives. And you've got the world by the string. If you happen to be a white conservative, you go even further. You've got privilege that people don't even know. By the way, you're also racist, even if you don't know it. All these systems, these institutions and things that oppress black people are because of you. Not because of liberalism, just because the cities where all these things occur, where the black people are being beat up and killed and done whatever they claim by cops, are run by nothing but Democrats. Well, that's Donald Trump's fault. That's your fault. All the systems that they're fighting today. Oh, the universities aren't teaching enough black people about this and we don't have enough black folks. Well, who owns that? Tell me. Black neighborhoods. Who owns the concept of a black neighborhood? It isn't conservatives. Conservatives freed black people, but certainly Republicans did. Freed black folks. Say, go out there and be somebody. Go become human beings. And you know what the Democrats did? They said, hey, black people, here's some barbecue, here's some chicken, here's some watermelon. Come over here, assimilate, get into these projects, let the government become your daddy. We'll take care of you. And what the NFL guys show is that it doesn't matter how much money you give a black fool, he will still remain a Democrat. He will still remain trapped in his own mind. They're not good enough. Even when they've achieved, they're not good enough. You want to know why? Because it's not about money. Oh, yeah, I'm about to break it down for you. See, it's not about money. It's a mentality that tells you, I can stand before any man in this world and not feel lesser than. These guys got all the money. They got all the prestige you can ask for. But do you think they have it in their hearts, in their minds, that they can stand before these men that they've been told they're lesser than by the very men who claim they're helping them? You want to know what my advantage is over every single one of those putzes? No man will make me feel lesser of myself than he. No man. I could stand before Donald Trump, and I will stand before an equal. I would stand before Ronald Reagan, and I would stand before an equal. You know better than I. But you know what LeBron James will do? He'll stand before a white man and go, man, you got all that white privilege. Man, you this, you that, you. Because he doesn't know how to be a man. He might have been taught how to play basketball. He might have been taught how to deal with his money. He might have been taught how to chase women. Whatever the things that LeBron James has been taught. But he has not been taught how to feel equal to a white man. And by the way, neither of these kids coming up, their resentment is they don't feel equal. Now ask yourself, how do you get to that kind of a mentality? You're a young black kid. You're growing up. Your parents are telling you things like, you know what, man, you can be anything you want to be, baby. You can be whatever you want to be, little man. Telling your daughter, you know, you can be whatever, man. And then what happens? Those very same black people subject their kids to liberalism, progressivism, and progressivism says, well, y'all were slaves and stuff, and you can't get over slavery, and then the white man, well, he oppressed you. They don't even tell you it's the white man that's talking to them. The white man oppressed you, and next thing you know, well, I mean, you ever heard of a thing called white privilege? Yeah, by virtue of a birthright, that child over there has got an advantage over you. Really, Daddy? Yeah. I would never tell my kids that. In fact, I feel quite the opposite. I feel like, you know what? These doggone kids of mine got some genes. Man, oh, you couldn't give them better genes. Smart mom, smart dad, come on. Really? Good athletes, good looking. Oh, I mean, come on now. I'm going to wait a minute, let you give it up. Come on. I'm doing my finger sit. Come on, give it up. Okay, there we go. That's right. Good looking. You know, pretty much knows how to think. I think you guys realize that. What do you think you're going to tell me that I'm going to tell my kid? Well, you know, son, these white people, they going to keep their fingers on you, the foot on your neck and all that. And I don't know if you can achieve. Said nobody in my family ever. Shoot. My kids are brilliant. Harvard, not Harvard, Wharton. Wharton grabbed my son. My oldest son's going to go to, he's talking about going to Harvard. I hope he doesn't. But anyway, he's Wharton grad, SMU grad, University of Texas grad, working at amazing companies. I'm not going to put their business out there, but they're good at what they do. And they would never, repeat, never do a broad stroke say, well, you know, Dad, these white people at my job, holy cow, it's tough to compete with these white people. They might go, Dad, there's this one guy in this department, dude is really smart. Pleasure working with that guy. But they feel equal. Because in their department, that guy's saying the same thing. Yeah, there's this dude over in the other department, I think his name is Ryan, I think his name is Ethan, I think his name is Corey. Woo, man, he's amazing. It's mutual admiration. But see, that's what the left won't teach black people is how to get mutual admiration. Oh, they respect LeBron James' ability to bounce a basketball. Congratulations, LeBron. Good boy. Good little boy. Hey, go bounce that basketball and entertain me. Okay? Come on, Stephen. Because Stephen Curry doesn't feel adequate enough to go hobnob with the rich whites. That's why he wants to hang out and be down. Same with Kaepernick. He was raised by him. He still doesn't know how to do it. He feels guilty. Wants to be black now. Completely black. Woohoo! I'm just telling you what's happening, folks. Anyway, we got a ton to discuss today. A ton. Mostly related to football, but related to the mentality of these players. Because I really want you to understand and get inside of their heads. These weak men. Pathetic.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We got a lot to talk about, and it's going to be around racism, the concept of racism, the new strategy of the left as it pertains to Donald Trump and what he's doing with the NFL and the NBA and all this. The stuff that I will show you today will showcase liberalism at its finest, which of course means the worst that man can be. You're going to learn things and go, holy cow, Kevin, thanks for helping me put that together. I promise you I'm going to do it. And I alluded to it in the previous segment where I talked about people being afraid. Black people that can achieve are afraid to come beyond that. And I'll use Oprah Winfrey, for example. Oprah Winfrey's not afraid. See, Oprah Winfrey honed a skill set. I'm no fan of hers, but I want to explain what I mean. She's honed a skill set. She talks to people. She understands. She's distorted in her views, but Oprah's not afraid. That's why I don't think Oprah's going to speak out on the NFL issue. I haven't heard anything from her because she's not afraid. Oprah has learned how to deal with white folks and all different kinds of people, and she's a talker. Her skill set isn't bouncing the basketball or throwing a football or catching one or running one or anything close to that. Her skill set is in dealing with people and at least learning how to emote. The problem we have in the black community is you don't get much of that. You don't get, you either want to be a rapper, you want to be, a Beyonce, a singer, you know, whatever, rapper, singer. You want to be a movie star, or you want to be a sports figure. How many people, I want to grow up and be a talk show host. I've never heard a black person say that. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I'm saying it's not the pervasive thing. They've never said, I want to grow up and be a media mogul. I've given you the things that we choose. So LeBron James and all these athletes, they're good with a football, a basketball, or whatever. Let me tell you what they are. They are dummies. Dumb to their crazy, disingenuous cores. They're so dumb, they fall for everything that the left says. Black lives matter, man. Black people get in. And my contention has been for all the NFL stuff. Name me one. To take all these black athletes that took a knee. Every one of them. Look at every city where they went on Saturday night and, who knows, partied or stayed in their hotel rooms, getting ready for the game the next day, the visitors, and even the people who live there, right, the home team and the visiting team. Line them all up, put a gun to their head, and say, shh, tell me which was the name of the last person killed last night in the city where you're about to play this football game. Black person killed by another black person. Name them. You get silence. I'm talking about, where does the NFL play its football games? Do they play their football games in, you know, BFE, Jesus, Montgomery, you know, little town out in the USA? No, of course not. They play their football games in big cities. Yeah. So, you got Baltimore, you got Cleveland, you got Detroit, you know, and on, right? Dallas, name it. You got all these big cities that have funneled all these big black athletes in so that all the people in the city can come see them, and everybody. All races come to the game. By the way, 68% of the people on the field are black, 68% of the people in the fans and watching on TV are white. Which goes to show you, no racism involved. All they want to see is pugilism. They want to see people go at it, you know, in whatever form. They want to see gladiators war in the middle of an arena and go home. But no, we got to get all the political stuff. But in every one of these cities, bar none, there was somebody black that killed somebody black. Guarantee you. I don't have to go, I wonder, statistically, is that even not possible? Yeah, it's statistically not possible. It's like winning the lotto. In every city where they played a football game on Sunday, Saturday night, or sometime leading up to the football game, somebody black kills somebody black. Guarantee you. If you want, we'll go look it up. I asked my team to do this because we're putting out a meme. So, you know this occurred, and not a single one of these black players that took a knee can tell you one person who was killed in any city. Not one. And statistically, I feel very safe on that. But they can tell you that Anthony Lamar Smith got killed, a guy who was trying to ram a cop car and then tried to escape. They can tell you all about him. They can tell you all about Michael Brown. And all these other lies, all the people that they're going to tell you about, by the way, are people who try to elude the cops or kill the cops. But black folks will blame the cops. But these white beaters will take a knee over this nonsense. They won't take a knee over 300% more abortions in the black community than in any other ethnicity. They won't tell you about that. They won't complain about Planned Parenthood talking about the running under the ruse of women's rights and putting their locations in black neighborhoods to kill black babies at 300% the per capita national average of blacks. They won't talk about that. They won't talk about all these schools where girls are being assaulted, where boys are being beaten up, where blacks are not getting educated. They won't talk about that. They won't talk about the crime in black neighborhoods in general, the black-on-black crime, in any way, shape, or form. They will talk about the number of businesses that don't exist in these black neighborhoods. Ask these fools if they're going to put a business there. find one. Emmett Smith started doing cellular stuff, right? I know Emmett. And Emmett put his stuff in North Dallas. In Plano, near Plano and, you know, Carrollton. He didn't put anything over in South Dallas. Now, I'm not mad at him. I don't blame him. What, you want to get your store robbed every other night? But I'm just saying, they can talk a good game, but they're not doing anything. They could take a knee for a lot of stuff. They could take a knee for domestic violence. They could take a knee for the 72% of black babies born out of wedlock. They could take a knee for the number of kids in the black community whose fathers have abandoned them. They could take a knee for all the single black mothers who are being forced to raise children under the most abject circumstances. Do you think any one of these silly Negroes are going to give any money to these single ladies? All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies. Yeah, come on, Beyonce. You're worth billions. She will profiteer on every single thing that comes out that's black versus white and won't help all the single ladies, all the single ladies. Yeah, she'll sing about them. So you tell them, get to the club. Hey, go to the club. Find that next baby daddy that ain't going to take care of his kids. That's not going to marry you. Yeah, all the single ladies. And you know who's out there showing them the way? All these black athletes. Yeah, hands up, don't shoot. X. Take a knee. This nation sucks. Why do I need to be standing up for an anthem in a country that doesn't care nothing about me? Oh, really? So a country doesn't care anything about you, but you make millions of dollars playing a sport. And who's paying that paycheck? I'm just curious. Oh, these white guys. But guess what? The left wants to sell it that Donald Trump is going after these black athletes. Why? Because they're black. Not because they're anti-American. Not because they're disingenuous, lying skanks. No, it's because they're black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I want to, by the way, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. So here's what I want to do. I want to play a clip of, what's this guy's name? Jim Acosta. He's a reporter from CNN, and he has just attended a White House briefing with Sarah Huckabee, what's her face, last name, I forget her last name, but anyway, Sarah Huckabee Sanders or something like that. Anyway, he's attended this briefing, and he's now going to break down the question that he's asked about a question that he asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders about Donald Trump and what's he doing, why is he targeting these athletes. So I want you to hear this, and then we're going to discuss it, because I'm going to tell you what the strategy is of the left based on Jim Acosta having this discussion with Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
All right, I want to bring in Jim Acosta. Jim, we saw Sarah Sanders sort of cut you off there when you were trying to ask for follow-up questions on the heels of asking whether the president is trying to wage a culture war, and she claims that no, he's not.
Hi, Pam. That's right. Yes, what we heard from White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders here is that this is not about race. And you heard repeatedly during this briefing today the White House trying to say, no, this is a president who just wants to honor the American flag, wants to see professional athletes do the same thing at sporting events. But I do think, and that's why I asked the question there at the very end of the briefing. I wasn't given a follow-up question like some of my other colleagues in the room. But why is it that the president was seeming to go after African-American athletes over the weekend? He went after Colin Kaepernick at that rally in Alabama Friday night, went after Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors on Saturday, saying he was no longer invited to the White House for their championship celebration here. When at the same time, and I tried to follow up with this question, you know, Tom Brady did not make it here to the White House when the New England Patriots made it. There were no angry tweets from the president directed at Tom Brady or other athletes. And so I think it does raise this question, especially when you have the president earlier this morning tweeting about his respect for and his gratitude towards NASCAR fans and the way they honor the flag at their events. I think, Pam, you know, I don't think it's a stretch to say that is a bit of a dog whistle that is being played out there.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was Jim Acosta of CNN, and he's making the case for Donald Trump. And this whole thing that's come up, it's about racism. It isn't about respect for the flag. It's not about respect for the anthem. It's not about respect for America. It's not about respect for the taxpaying American citizens who support the sport. It's not that. That's not anything what Donald Trump is trying to do. No, he's going after these black millionaires because Donald Trump does not want to see any black millionaires out there, any black people in sports. No, this is an attack on black. That's how weird it's getting for the left, folks. They actually think this is going to sell. They do. And I love how they set this thing up. Sarah Sanders, she cut us off. She cut me off. You know, yeah, She didn't allow me what she allowed other people to do, which is have a follow-up question. No, what Sarah Sanders did was to say, are you serious? Do you really want to ask this question? Do you really want to go there, Jim Acosta? Now, I'm about to, you know, rip Jim Acosta a new one. All right? And he ain't going to be able to trade in the old one. But he says that Sarah Sanders says it's not about race, because it isn't about race. And they want pro athletes to honor the flag. Why? Because that's the one thing that athletes can do that kids growing up see. Let me tell you why the left love this. They love the idea that if they can get the pro athletes to say, to heck with the flag, like the kids that took a knee, the 8-year-old football team that took a knee. Think about this. When in the history of this country have you seen children disrespect the flag? To be taught that. How did you grow up? I tell you what, how I grew up. I went to school. Every day over the intercom system, the principal or whatever made a few announcements. Then we did the Pledge of Allegiance. That's what we did. I didn't think of it as indoctrination. I thought of it as, you know what, we got a country. I love my country. I've seen the Olympics. We go there, we cheer for our country. So the fact that we pledge allegiance to a country, I see no big deal. Esprit de corps, woohoo, all for one and one for all. We're all Americans. We were taught to be patriotic. It's every single man, woman, and child. Black people, look, I don't know where they grew up, inner cities, whatever, but I'm telling you, that's what happened in my school. Every single day that I can remember. Not anymore. But I love how Acosta goes on to talk. Here's his rationale. Donald Trump must be racist. He's going after black people. He went after Colin Kaepernick in a speech in Alabama. And that was a speech where Donald Trump says, I wish that an owner would tell these SOBs, you know, fire these SOBs to do that. That was what Colin Kaepernick, that's what he's referencing. He didn't, Donald Trump didn't reference a single other black in any of this. I want to draw you back into this thing. He referenced the guy who started this nonsense and says, I wish he'd fire him and the 9 other guys that up to that point had done some sort of a protest. I wish he'd fire them. They deserve to be fired. He didn't say fire all the black people. Nothing close. He says anybody that would dishonor this flag. But guess what the left does? Ooh, he's after the black folks. And then Acosta bolsters his argument by taking on Steph Curry. Did Donald Trump pick a fight with Steph Curry, or was it the other way around? Donald Trump did what every president prior to him has done and say, you've won the championship. Here's your invitation to the White House. And what did little white looking Steph Curry do? Little white looking Steph Curry said, I don't think I want to go because he don't represent me. And so Donald Trump goes, well, then fine, I'll rescind the invitation. And suddenly he's racist. Did he rescind the invitation to all the other black people on the team? The answer was no. He didn't rescind it. He said, if Steph Curry doesn't want to come, he doesn't need to come. I'll disinvite it. The rest of you silly Negroes, if you want to be part of it, come on down. That's not what Trump said. That's what I said. But he didn't stop anybody else. But Jim Acosta stretches out and says, oh, well, look at what he did with Steph Curry. Acosta acts as if Donald Trump said, what other black guy could I get mad at me? Who? How could I get to these millionaire black athletes? Yeah. If you believe that the world or black community believes that Donald Trump is going after black players, go for it, leftists. If that's your strategy, let me tell you, it's going to work the same way picking Hillary Clinton and putting all your marbles in that basket worked. So that's his next stretch. Then, I love this part. Tom Brady. You know, he didn't go after anybody else. I mean, he didn't go after any white athletes. Hey, by the way, Jim Acosta, he didn't go after any black athletes. It's everything that Donald Trump has done has been in reaction to something. He's a president of the United States. And somebody decides they're going to disrespect the country. What is his job? His job is to say, look, don't be disrespecting this country, chump. You don't want to be here, go. You don't want to support the national anthem and the flag, go. This country allows you to do everything that you're currently doing as a black man, and you want to disrespect it? go. And trust me when I tell you, the overwhelming majority of Americans, even the people on the teams with these putzes, are saying go. Unbelievable. But he says, well, Tom Brady didn't show up. He didn't call Tom Brady out. Tom Brady and the president are friends. Many pictures together. When they won the championship, Donald Trump, it was like, yeah, look at this. You know, I called it. When I call it, the guy wins it. Pictures of Brady all over the place. No beef between them. Well, Tom Brady didn't show up. He didn't call out Tom Brady. What's he got to call him out for? If Tom Brady couldn't make it to the White House, he had a good excuse. I mean, he's got a trophy wife. But he's got a good excuse besides his trophy wife. What was he? Maybe she was having a baby. I don't know. But you can be guaranteed it wasn't I'm not showing up to the White House because I don't like the politics of Donald Trump. What kind of nonsense is this? This is the kind of stuff that the left wants to convince people of. This is how dangerous these people are. And then finally, I love this one. This one gets me. This is the most racist comment you could possibly make. One of the most racist comments you can make. And one of these broad stroke things. Well, he mentioned his respect and gratitude for NASCAR fans. And we all know no self-respecting black man would like NASCAR. Right? Never see black people at NASCAR. What in the world would black people want to be at a NASCAR event watching cars run around in circles? Other than they go to the left, right? No, they don't. They go to the right? Which way they go? Anyway, the point is, it's so unbelievable, so beneath this man to act as if, well, black people can't possibly like NASCAR. There are many blacks that like NASCAR. I don't know to what percentage. It's certainly not as many that go to a Jay-Z concert, but there are blacks at NASCAR. I go to the Indy 500 every year. There are blacks, many blacks at the Indy 500. What's this man saying? Black people, we can't appreciate fast cars. We can't appreciate the technology that goes into souping these cars up and making them run at unbelievable speeds. What a racist Jim Acosta is.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Into identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
That until 2009, no NFL players stood for the national anthem because players actually stayed in the locker room as the anthem played. The players were moved to the field during the national anthem because it was seen as a marketing strategy to make the athletes look more patriotic. The United States Department of Defense paid the National Football League $5.4 million between 2011 and 2014, and the National Guard $6.7 million between 2013 and 2015 to stage on-field patriotic ceremonies as part of military recruitment budget line items.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Are you aware of that? That until 2009, teams did not actually come out on the field for the national anthem? I wasn't aware of that. I've seen too many national anthem ceremonies in front of different things. For example, boxing or the Olympics and all the different sporting events that I just assumed the players came out. So I had some knowledge dropped on me. Stephen A. Jackson didn't know it. Somebody told him. That's the beauty of what guys like he and I do, is you guys go, Kevin, are you aware of Lengthy Bow? I'm like, no, I wasn't. And then we get to synthesize it. But let's talk about that for just a bit. Just think about what he just said. He says the government paid the NFL. So these owners have accepted money to do this, billions of dollars of your tax dollars, in order to build this spirit of, you know, of nationalism. And for the record, I don't have a problem with that. If we want to take sport and say, you know what, this is a great opportunity to show nationalism, congratulations, they did it. They cut a deal with the federal government. And by the way, I did see this, that it is a requirement now that the players go out on the field and take to the national anthem, because they wrote it into the rules of the NFL. So every single player that has done this is in violation of their contract that has decided they're going to sit out. Every one of them. Not that they give a crap. They don't care about that. But what's interesting to me is that the NFL, number one, is disingenuous, because it took money and said, we will play the national anthem and we will, you know, show this spirit of nationalism. They didn't do it on their own. They didn't say, you know what, this is a great opportunity for us to help the country. National anthem is played before each and every sporting event. Let's get the team out there and show them these players. Let's show that the players are just as interested in the country as we are. That they appreciate the fact that they live in a country that allows them to become multimillionaires playing a sport that they probably grew up loving. They're probably not very good at much else. The majority of these players are not very good at anything else. Let's just be honest. They aren't. They weren't great students. They got coddled. They got passed along. Hey, come on. You know, you're a good student. Hey, can you help him? Can you tutor him? Can you take his test? Can you take his SAT? What does it take to keep him in our sports program? He's an amazing, he's a gifted athlete. All the girls are like, oh, man, yeah, I love Jaquan. He's so cool. Look, Jaquan. Sport. All the college scouts are, hey, Jaquan, come check out our school. We'll give you lots of girls, some money. We'll get somebody to show you around campus. We'll show you the nightlife. We'll show you the party life. You can come do it. Just come play football at our school, where we'll make billions of dollars off of you and others that look like you. And then hopefully, Jaquan, you don't lose any scholarship or you don't lose your way along the way, and you'll get into the NFL where you'll make lots of money. And you won't know what to do with it there either. And you won't have anything that we've taught you. You're not going to have a real education. You're going to have one of those play educations. We talked about this. I've been covering this for years, saying the ruse of college football and the NCAA, college sports and the NCAA. College sports are great. The NCAA is the union that drives it. They make those colleges billions of dollars every year. It keeps academics going. Can you imagine if these same black folks took a knee in college and said, we're not going to play under this type of a system? Let me tell you what would disappear from college. College? Those classes, basket weaving 101 and, you know, black angst and women gender studies and all that crap would go away in an instant, because college couldn't afford itself. Do you understand the rules of how all this is put together, the connective tissues here? Hey, let's bring these black athletes and they'll work for free here. And the majority of them work for free in college. If you don't think that the black athletes in colleges are just as overwhelming, and talking about the sports that matter, that you, if you don't think that they encompass the majority of those sports, you're out of your mind. Black athletes are generating billions of dollars in college sports. But you don't see any of them taking a knee, do you? You know, they're not fighting oppression on the field. The NCAA has been immune to this. Anyway, let's get back to the NFL. So the NFL is getting paid billions of dollars since 2009 to have these men stand at attention. And it's good. It's part of their salaries. It's a part of their commitment. They sign up to do it. So if you want to play in the league has rules. But you know, and now we'll relax those rules for you black players. You know, you little babies. You pat-pats. Let's relax those rules because, you know what? We understand your plight. We understand the plight of the black man. If they did, they'd be taking a knee to every Democrat mayor in the country. Why are you letting so many black people be killed? Democrat mayor. They take a knee to the Democrat city council, overwhelmingly Democrat city councils. They take a knee to the school boards. They take a knee to law enforcement, run by Democrats. Many of the very people that they decry, these black people, these cops are killing black people, are black, are run by blacks. At the behest of anybody? Anybody? The mayor. So, where does it lie? So, the point is this. These guys are supposed to come out and honor the country that lets them do this. And if they were to take a knee, and they took it for the right reason, I would say, you know what? I understand your angst. I don't mind. If they wanted to have, to be honest with you, I don't think they should use football as a protest mechanism. I think there'd be plenty of them outside of football to protest. But I defy these guys to tell me why they aren't taking a knee for some of the things we're talking about. And they're paid to do it. So, what's interesting about this being paid, and we heard that clip from Stephen A. Smith, is they're paid to do something on behalf of the military. So, not only is Donald Trump right, you have a contract that says you're supposed to go out there and stand. You're supposed to go out there and support your team and showcase America. We've already paid you. These taxpayers have paid you. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're like, well, Kevin, let's just take the money. I agree. Take the money. I don't want any subsidies. I don't want my tax dollars going to any NFL, anything. And I think if Donald Trump put his foot down and said, you know what? You guys want to take the national anthem, not want to do the national anthem. I tell you what we'll do. We'll take that money back, and we'll take any federal subsidies to the NFL back. And you can deal with it on your own. Now, that's going to be a tricky issue because guess what? These white boys are going to get in the mix now. You know what I'm talking about? These owners. Come on, Donald. What are you? And if I were him, I'd say, hey, look, you made your choice. We paid you. You had a contract with us. And you violated that contract. So we want that money back. Shouldn't that be the first thing we get back? Come on. I'm giving you a second to think. It's a pretty easy answer. That should be the first thing we get back. You're in violation of your contract. So we're taking our money back. And let's see how the NFL reacts when we take 2 years of revenue. When we say, nope, if even one person does not come out for the national anthem or takes a knee, we want our money back for the season. So we get two seasons of getting our money back. Let's see how Jerry Jones handles that. I'll talk about that putz in a second. I thought Jerry Jones was going to save the NFL. Instead, he screwed it. So, the military is supposed to benefit from these guys. It's supposed to build this spirit of warrior. So, essentially, they're saying, if you want to get away from playing it as a sport, you know, being a gladiator in a football field, an arena, we'll make you a gladiator for real. Come check out the military. Remember all the commercials that would run during football with the Army commercials and Marine Corps and what have you? That's what they've paid to say to these kids that are watching these sports, you know what, if you don't make it to the NFL, you might consider being a real warrior. And the NFL reneged. I want my money back. I don't know how you guys feel. I want my money back. I want a refund. I want to stop the program. And I want to take all the money that goes to the NFL out. And I think that should be our mission, is to say, you want to disgrace this country, you get nothing.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.